And hello and welcome everyone to the inaugural edition of Sound Off with Cinkoff, the podcast edition. So glad you're with me here today. Brian Cinkoff, broker owner of the Cinkoff Realty Group. Many of you know me in the real estate games. I've been doing real estate since 2012. Had a radio show, Sound Off with Cinkoff, on ESPN Radio in Albany, New York, the capital region, from 2008 to 2011. The show did great. It was number one among men, 25 to 54, routinely in the top five of the ratings. But back in 2011, the company decided to go in a different direction, which was okay with me. And it is what it is. And at the time, I was 40 years old and sort of had to reinvent my life, reinvent my career. And I got into real estate and I've never looked back. I've been a realtor since 2012, now a broker owner of the Cinkoff Realty Group. Many of you do know me in the real estate game, maybe even more so than my old radio days and even the television side of things when I was at Channel 10 WTEN in Albany from 2005 to 2008. But I wanted to get back in the game a little bit. A lot of people have asked me, Brian, you know, when I lost my job in radio and got into real estate, a lot of people said, Brian, why don't you get back on the radio, do a podcast? And I didn't really know how to feel about that. I didn't want to sort of go back to that game. I had been there, I'd done that. I really loved real estate. I still love real estate, obviously, but I didn't want to. I sort of wanted to focus my career on real estate. That's the bread and butter. But you know, I've always wanted to do. When I was a kid, I wanted to be in media. Since I was like 12 years old, it was always a passion of mine, and I really loved it. And when that got taken away from me in 2011, it bummed me out. But when life punches you in the face, you punch it back. So I decided to move in a different direction. But I've always had a little bit of an inkling to get back into, you know, broadcasting. That was my major at University of Maryland. And I always wanted to, you know, sort of dip my toes back in it. I'm glad that I'm here. It's not like a full-time job for me. This is just something I want to do for fun. But really want to kind of get back to my roots a little bit. I've had a lot of people ask me on Facebook. I see them out in public, in person, and they're like, we miss Sound Off with Cinkoff. It's flattering. It's unbelievable to know that the show had such an indelible mark on people after all of these years. Even to this day, I get recognized almost everywhere I go. Once or twice a day from Sound Off with Cinkoff. So it's very flattering, and I missed it. I'm not going to lie. I did miss sort of that camaraderie with the listeners and just sort of, you know, feeling like I was part of something. And love real estate. Obviously, I have my own brokerage. I'm right here in my office in Del Mar as we speak. And that's 100% my career focus and my goal. But you know, I just decided, why not go back to my roots, do what I love. I love doing, you know, talking about sports, talking about pop culture, talking about zombies. And I got to tell you, this is sort of a little inside baseball. I had sort of decided I may be wanting to do this podcast back in November. And even December, and I met with people. I talked to people that do podcasts and asked them opinions on equipment and asked them what they think I should do and how I should do it and what the focus should be. And I bought the podcast equipment back in December. I mean, I had a microphone, this mic here, lighting, the camera, everything. And it just kind of sat in my closet at work. And I didn't know if I wanted to do this again, because I'm like a type A personality, as many of you know. Like, when I do something, I do it full force. And I didn't want to like have that take away from real estate. But the beauty of a podcast is I can sort of do this at my leisure. There's no pressure. I don't have to do it every day. I don't have to come up with topics. I don't have to psychoanalyze games. I can just sort of come on when I want and do these podcasts. And so I bought the equipment, purchased it back in December of last year, and it just sort of sat in my closet at work. And I didn't know if I wanted to do this. You know, I thought about it. It wasn't like I was scared. It wasn't like, you know, I didn't know, you know, I thought, do I want to jump into this? And like I said, I do something full force. I didn't want to take away from real estate. And it's not going to by any stretch. I mean, I have some downtime here and there. I can take an hour once a week to record a podcast and maybe a couple times a week and do a little prep for it. But the beauty of these podcasts for me is it's not like I've got to prepare for 5-6 hours like I did doing my radio show for 4 hours. These are going to be, you know, they could be 20 minutes, they could be 40 minutes, they could be, you know, however long I want. And that's going to be the beauty of it. It's going to be the freedom, the control, the creative control, no one breathing over my neck about ratings or what I have to do or what I don't have to do. So I just decided, my wife Francine kept reminding me, you have that podcast equipment, what are you going to do? And so, you know, I would do, as many of you know, I would do Facebook Lives, and they would always garner a lot of attention. And I would just turn on the camera and go. I never had a script. I had a couple of ideas in my head, and then things sort of just popped into my head as I went. And I was like, wow, you know, these Facebook Lives are sort of like a podcast. So why not do the podcast game, make it a little more formal, get the equipment and get the website and get everything going and do it. And that's why I decided to do it. I kind of took my clients' advice, took the advice I give to my clients, especially first time home buyers, you know, in a competitive market. They're a little nervous about buying a house, knowing that they may have to go over the asking price. And I tell them, if you want to buy a house in the game, in the real estate, in this market, you can't dip your little toe in the water. You got to jump in the pool. And I think when I tell buyers that, and even sometimes sellers that, to make the move, they get it. They understand it. And I just sort of took my own advice. And I was like, you know what? Why not? Let's jump in the freaking pool. What do I have to lose? I mean, I don't know how this thing is going to go. I don't know if it's going to become popular, if it's just going to be something I do for my own entertainment. Hopefully people listen and watch. I mean, that's the goal. Do I think I'm going to get rich off this thing? Absolutely not. Do I think I'm going to entertain people, make a few people laugh, have some fun? Absolutely. That's what it's all about. So what's this going to be? What's Sound Off with Sync Off, the podcast edition, is going to be? It's going to be fun. It's going to be going back to sort of the way it was, everything you loved about the original show and more. I mean, we're going to have fun. I'm going to do sink or swims. I'm going to do some contests, some phone calls. I mean, I'll be able to take phone calls on these podcasts if I decide to go live. You know, pop culture. It's not just going to be sports either. That's the thing. I'm going to do pop culture. We're going to talk zombies. We're going to talk breakfast cereals. We're going to talk Pop-Tarts. We're going to talk a lot of things. We'll talk Marvel movies, even though they suck these days. We'll talk about things in Albany or just whatever. That's going to be the beauty of it. It's going to be an open forum. It's going to be completely and totally one of those things where, you know, I'm going to have fun with it, you know, and we're going to have special guests. I'm going to bring on guests. They're going to come in just like the old Sound Off with Sync Off. We'll have some Capital Region people. We'll have some famous people. I mean, we're going to, the end game, the goal is to get people watching this thing. And I think by doing that, I'm going to have to, you know, dial it up with some good guests. So you're going to have some really cool guests on Sound Off with Sync Off. You know, and a lot of people are like, Sync Off, what about real estate? Don't worry. I am 100% into the real estate game. I have my own brokerage. I'm sitting here in the Sync Off Realty Group offices in Del Mar. That's not going to stop. Like I said, there's no pressure on me to do these podcasts. So if I need to take an hour or two, I have some free time. I can do these podcasts on the weekends. I can do them at 10 o'clock at night. That's going to be the beauty of this. And I'm excited for what is to come. I really am. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. And I just can tell you that this podcast is, it's just a passion project, a way for me to connect with you, the viewer, the listener, and I'm excited about it. So That being said, I just wanted to come on here and tell you that Soundhoff with Sinkhoff is back. I am so excited about it. I'm so excited to bring this to you. I hope you watch. I hope you listen. I hope you share. I hope you laugh. Maybe even cry. But I'm going to have fun. And I think that's going to be the key, is having fun and just wanting to connect with you out there. I've done it on Facebook for so many years, and I just want to continue that here with these Sound Off with Sinkhoff podcasts. So kind of enough about me. I want to hear from you. Send me your ideas. Send me your suggestions. Give me your feedback. I want you to subscribe to this podcast. Like it. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know how this is going to work. I'm just kind of making this up as I go. Do I think I'm going to get rich off of this thing? Absolutely not. Do I think I'll make some people laugh? Yeah. It's going to be fun. And I think that I don't have any expectations for this podcast other than me doing this once or twice a week, having some fun, making you laugh, and participating. And I think one of the cool things about this podcast is it is going to be viewer/listener friendly and driven. And also, I'm going to involve you, the viewer, because I'm going to do some live podcasts and take phone calls. Like, we're going to just ramp this thing up. Not right away, but we are going to get there eventually. So give me your feedback. This podcast is as much about you as it is me. So let's make it something special together. So excited for you to join me in this journey. And I really appreciate all of your support over the years, not only with following me on Facebook and engaging in my social media posts, but also on the real estate side. Really want to thank you for your referrals and your support of me and my business, and hopefully now your support of this podcast. So thanks so much. Welcome to Sound Off with Sinkhoff, the podcast edition. And I look forward to many, many more great podcasts. So sink or swim with that. And I leave you with this. Feel free.